Today, Daf is Daf Yud Gimel, and we start from Halacha Yud Aleph. Okay, so Einosim Chalal Tachat Rishus HaRabim Borot Shichu Ma'aroti. The Tanakhama is saying you can't start using the space under Rishus HaRabim, under the public domain, the Giron wells, caves, things like that. Now, what the Gemara is saying now, sorry, the Mishnah says, however, Eliezer's Matir is allowed to, however, provided that it's supported, it's not going to be damaged. Kedei, what? In other words, as long as it's covered over with a strong enough support that it can bear, heavy traffic, let's call it that way, which is like a wagon carrying rocks. Now, what's interesting here is that, well, let's understand the different pshittas. So Chachamim say, under no question you can, even if in Mekabel ol Hezek, why to enter Shabbatam? Because people don't want to get in the face of damage and get even if they're going to get compensated back. So why is Rebbe Eliezer Matir? So Rebbe Eliezer Matir provided it's covered over. Rav Pulda says, "Bavad shiyechaseh kisui chazak," provided that it's covered with a proper covering, "kadesh tia agala," which is fine. Why do Rebbe Eliezer, sorry, "azal bater hashti," goes by now, "v'lo chay shem mahayom umachar yichle kisui v'ipol." Now, is it okay now? Yeah, it's fine. So therefore, it's okay, and you don't have to worry about maybe it's going to rot, maybe it's going to break down the track. That seems to be the debate. Now the Gemara says, "Ein motzim zizin u'gzustrot," or which is like a balcony, so beams, balconies, and like Rishus HaRabim, elim. However, elim ratzah. If you do want to, make sure you make your bringing your property somewhat rotzeh kones l'toch shelo u'motzi, and then you can bring it out, so it doesn't actually project into Rishus HaRabim. Yet you might have it overhanging, but it's overhanging into your own property. That's effectively what's happening. Okay, then it says, however, lakach. Chatzer, if you purchase a chatzer, and it has zizim or kesustrot, and already things overhanging, then hariz bechazkato. This is interesting. The Marfulda says, "Deta'inen lokeach," because we make a claim for the lokeach and say to him, "Shem latoch shelo kanas." Maybe the person you bought it from already brought his property in, and that projection of Rishus Rabim was really onto his original property. Aval hamochra lo shotzi, but the seller, if it was still in his hands, he would have to. Tzarich lavi edim shekanasi. After reading testimony, they brought it in. Or she told, maybe he chzik boshne chazaka. Chzakti v'nechati l'toch sheli. Davali chazaka sheshi matana. Aval lokech, when it comes to purchasing, lo tzarich l'mita midi. He doesn't have to make a claim. Ela kach lakachia. Special cool if you're fined by the lokech. Despite the fact the person, if it's your own property and you made this projection, you have to bring some sort of proof of how it was done in a permissible fashion. But someone who buys, which says, no, you don't have to, the person who bought it doesn't have to make any claim, ain't directly ton heach, doesn't have to go back in history, bring out the previous owner's permits. No, it's assumed to be fine. Yeah, fair. Now let's continue with the Gemara. Enosum Chalal. So naflu umavakesh livnotah. The way that is, the Marav Fuld explains it here, is referring to the case where he brought in the property and made a kazustra and some sort of projection in order to allow it. Then that fell. The Penemush got a slightly different case. He explains it's going in a different case of the actual projections. I think I got that right way around. Yeah, I think it's the right way around. He says it's actually, if you look at Marfoldi, he says where he, the lokeach, sorry, where the pump purchased it. But again, we'll continue with Marfoldi. So, and then what happened? It fell down. Now, can he bring it, can he rebuild it over this space now that the public is walking? Because initially, when he made the projection, how did he do it? He brought his property in so he can make the projection going outwards. Then it collapsed. So do we say now that it's like Rosh Hashanah all over again? So the Gemara now says, so Reb Yochanan says, Viter. Viter means he cannot go rebuild it. However, Rish Lakish says, of course he can. He says, Lo Viter. No, of course he can rebuild it. Okay. So Matnita Masai Ladin, Umit Ladin, this proofs or support for both positions. What's referring to the case of, we haven't looked at, I think it's coming up. Yeah, it's much further in the next in the sixth perek, where let's say the public is made a thorough way through the person's field, and the guy didn't like it. So what he did, he says, okay, what we're gonna do, I'm gonna reroute you to go on the other side of my field instead. Well, he can't do that. Basically, he loses out on both. That which they had, he can't take away from them. That which he just gave them, he's given them over. So the simple understanding is in this situation, once he's given, like he's brought his property in, and the projection has already collapsed, and the Rabbim are now walking in that space without, like, unhindered by any of those projections, then And therefore, if you like, and therefore it's too late, if you like. He cannot rebuild it. That's Rabbi Yochanan. How we miss out on the Rish Lakish. We've got another bright spot. Rish Lakish says, Lachatzer, Bazizim, Kutsusro, and Aflo, Boneato, Becheskechescatan. Which is if someone had bought a chatzer and all these projections or balconies sticking out and it collapsed, well, this is a Mefurish bright that seems to really match the case identical, like exactly the same way, and therefore he can rebuild it, collect the chazaka. Okay, that's a debate. We see that, and we finish the parak. Adran lach parak cheskat habatim. Adran lach parak cheskat habatim. Adran lach parak cheskat habatim. Okay, yefe. Let's begin now the next parak, which is the fourth parak. Hamocherat habayit. Now we're talking about sales. Nowadays, we have very detailed contracts in terms of what's included in the sale, what's not included in the sale. But the question is, what happens if it's stam? What's included in a stam sale? So it says macharta bayit v'lo macharta. It says lo macharta tziyah afal pishi p'chut p'tucha l'tucha. So what this means, if some sells a house, the tziyah is some sort of room. That's the Rabbi Mafalda says is kamin cheder saviv kotle bayit. So we've got the walls of the house, and outside it there seems to be an outer room that wraps around it. Okay? The translation is like an annex or something like that. So that's all considered part of the sale. Alpha B, even if there's a door between the house and that space, that's considered a different zone. Velo et hacheder shlifnim emena, also a, let's talk about another room that's behind the house, so further back. Again, up, even though there seems to be access between the two. Consider different spaces. And then it says, Velo ta gag, bizman sheyesh lo ma'akar gavua asrat tfachim. Also not a roof. In the case where the roof has a ma'akar, a railing around 10 tfachim, and therefore in that situation, it's considered like another space. And therefore, it's not, if he sells a house, it doesn't include that as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im yesh lo tzota petach, if there's like a doorway, let's call that a proper access towards that roof. We say up from say from the outside. We say up a piece ain ain gavo asra tlachim, even if there's no ma'akar around it in a machor. Okay, fine. Let's look at the Gemara now. Rav Nachman says b'shen Rabbi Chiya barba, v'hushia arba al arba arom arba uva mikorom megufaf. So when is this annex, this area around the house considered distinct? That's when it's got a significant space. It's arba al arba, 10 tfachim high, so minimum like reshut. Ubilvad, it also has to be roofed, umegufaf, meaning it's completely enclosed. And that's when it's considered significant enough that it can be distinct from the house and not included in the sale. So Amalur Mazeba, kol hadin pirusha efresh lechun, Rabbi Chiya barba. I'll just explain what this means. Kol hadin pirusha, the Rafold explains as follows. He was able to befarish all these details, Rabbi Chiya barba, vadain lo adin an iba ina davka ma'aka, and we still don't know whether you specifically need a ma'aka when it refers to the roof. So we're talking about annex, and now we're talking about a roof. Meaning, or a filu, maybe you don't actually need a proper railing. So Ella, how would it be? Ella shagag namuch, maybe that roof is lower than the neighboring roofs. And therefore, you've got the neighbor's walls that are coming up somewhat. Ella shagag namuch v'chrei yeshar batim, she'saviv ba'ar batzadim, all four sides, lotfim la'gag l'mala gavo asarat fachim. So do I need a specific railing to make it a separate space? Or do I, is enough that it's just, like just structured in a way that it makes it a separate. Inam, I mean, another way of understanding this is she'ein sham batim saviv. Maybe there isn't anything right. Ella she'mid arba amudim. Maybe on the roof, all you did is put four poles, ba'arba zaviot on the four corners. V'natan klunzim ala amudim. You put cross beams across it. V'zehu nami mechitza. That's a mechitza v'shabbos. So hachamai, what's the din? Okay, so the. That's why it, we've got two dots here, but it sounds like it's like it seems like it's meant to flow. So it says, "Hadin pirusha fresh lechun." We don't know. V'lo ta gag bez manshish arba. So you read it all together. I've got the two dots. It says, "V'lo ta gag bez manshish ma'aka gva atzar tfim." Sof davar ma'aka. Do we really need a proper 10 tfachim high ma'aka or not? Because hayu acharei batim mefkinotah. So you can see that whole thing is meant to be read as a flow, which is the way basically I read it in Marafulda. So Gemara says Nishmin Hadav can learn from the following. Rabbi Yehuda Omer im yesh sham tzurata petach. Rabbi Yehuda again. Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that even if it doesn't have a ma'aka, but it has a tzurata, sorry, a petach towards it, not tzurata, a petach, tzurata petach, if you like to enter it. Then we say, then it would also be excluded from the sale. Where Rabbi Yehuda also adds is im yesh lo tzurata petach af pi she'enu gvo asra tfachim a enu machur means v'hu she'yesh sham ma'aka gvo asra tfachim. In other words, the fact that Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says that Yitzurat HaPetach is enough to give it, is enough to give it a Rishut B'fnei Atzma, must mean that the Chachamim say Yitzurat HaPetach, the Arba Kolonasot with the three crossbeam across it, is not enough. So you need a specifically a ma'akah, some sort of railing that's constructed around the top of the roof to give it, to make it a distinct domain. That's how the Gemara is mashmo. Okay. Let's now learn the next Mishnah. This is Halacha Bet. Velo etzah bor velo tadut. As well, afal picha katab kabroma. So if someone says, I'm selling the house, the depth and the height. So you might think include everything in the ground and above, but the Gemara is saying now, it's a Mishnah saying, sorry, now that doesn't include a bor and a tadut, it's like a water hole or a cistern. But tzarichli kachlo derech. But not just that, if they, since they're not included in the sale, also the passage, the access to get there is not included in the sale. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who understands that a mocher ba'ein yafa mocher. And when a person sells, he sells the house generously, if you like. The Chachamir says, ain't tzarich lo kachlo derech, that the person, he doesn't need to purchase access to the water hole that was not part of the sale or this system, because amocher ba'ein ra mocher, and therefore the access was just as the, if you like, the water hole or the well wasn't included in the sale, so too the access to get there. Okay, so once again, let's just go over it again to make it clearer. When it comes to selling assets, if someone sells a property, it doesn't, despite the fact that it is of height and depth, it doesn't include the pit. What about the access to it? Rabbi Akiva says, well, he'd have to buy access to that pit, the well, because his mocher ba'ein yafa would have sold everything, including the access, even the access to it. Where Chachamim says, no, the mocher wouldn't need to buy access to this well that wasn't included as part of the sale, because the mocher ba'ein ra. Then it says, however, Rabbi Kiva says, if the seller says, I'm selling you my house, except for the well, now since that's superfluous according to his shita, according to everybody, it's superfluous because it's not included part of the sale, the fact that he's stressing it must mean that he's also excluding access to get there. Okay. Machran acher, what if he sold a well or this cistern to somebody else? Rabbi Akiva omer in tzrich lakach lo derech, because the mocher sells ba'ein yafa, it also includes the access to it, the path to get there, and Chachamim say no tzrich lakach lo derech, all he sold is a well. If he wants to have access, he has to purchase it. Okay, let's now learn the Gemara. V'lo et ador, le'ezu devar katav kuburuma. The Gemara says, if it's not including the wells, why is he selling a house saying the depth and the height as well? And that's she'im ratza la'ashpil yashpil yagbiya. That's to say that no, he has, when he sold the house, he has access both to the space under the house as well, and also building up as well as, like building many stories above it as well. He has rights to do so. Building rights. Okay, fine. Now, Rav Huna says b'shem Rav Halacha Rabbi Akiva didan to Rabbanan de Rabbi Chiya. So Rabbi Chiya has a brayta that actually switched the shitot. So Rav Huna says in the name of Rav that Halacha Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah that mocher ba'ayin yafa, which is like the shita Rabbanan Rabbi Chiya, because the shitot are switched. Rav Zira says, actually, no. Well, you see, he's actually really agreeing. You'll see it. We're going to read through the Malfour together in a moment. Rav Zira says, B'Shem Rav, Halach is Rabbi Kiva within the Breiter of Yechia, which is the Rabbanan de Bavlai. Now, the reason for that is because the Bavlai switched the Mishnah around, the Chitot, and therefore switched the Breiter around, because the Breiter seemed to be the opposite of the Mishnah. Okay, in terms of switch the shittot. So let me just read, it gets a bit confusing here. So let's go look through the marafol that he says. Rabba bar Rav Huna says name. But Bavli mashma, the Rav Svirale, the Rav holds kalacha mana morcha ba'ein ra. Right? That he is not, doesn't sell generously. Okay? Aval shas ze masik efek. We see in our Gemara, it's actually the opposite. Svirale halacha kamanda amr ba'ein yafe mocher, because halacha is like Rabbi Kivya and Amish, now he's mocher ba'ein yafa. The shtei nuschot hayu b'seder Mishnah. There were two nuschot in the Mishnah itself. Lefi hashas zeh Rabbi Kiva svir la'ayin yafa, that according to this Gemara, the Rabbi Kiva was the The pinion he sells ba'ein yafid, he sells generously. So in the case where he sold his property and the system not included, he doesn't have access to the to access to get to the system that he retained. Or fear of Bavli, it's a Rabbanan that hold ba'ein yafid. Even we see that actually, even the Bavli itself, even though the Girsa in the actual Bavli is the same Girsa as we have here, nonetheless, there's a hint to, if you like, it says, Rabbi Kiva says, that he says the opposite, that there's a switch. Rabbi Chiya Shana Breita, Rabbi Chiya holds, if you like, that the Breita, he has a Breita that holds the opposite. Nimsa, therefore, the Girsa of Ashas there, Rabbanan Rabbi Chiya is Rabbi Kiva and Amishna. Ulafia Bavli, Rabbi Chia, who Rabbanan minted the Bavli. So in other words, whichever way you're going to have our Mishnah, Rabbi Chia's bright is going to be the opposite of that, in terms of switching the shittot. Okay, Ulafia Bavli, Rabbi Kiv the Rabbi would Rabbanan define. Vashas Mefarish, Lekol Girsa, and therefore our Gemara is going to great extent to explain the sugya like all shittot, v'chem the Rabbi Chia l'kor girsa v'girsa, and also, if you like, also shittot Rabbi Chia. So in other words, what's the point of this sugya? The point of this sugya is to say the halacha is like the shittot that says v'ayin yafa, according to the Yerushalmi's understanding. What Yerushalmi says, that our Mishnah is, well, that's shittot Rabbi Akiva, and the brighter Rabbi Chia, that would be shittot Rabbanan. However, the way that Yerushalmi understands it, according to the Bavli, the Mishnah there, if you like, they aren't saying the Mishnah, if you like, is that it's Rabbanan who is Ba'in Yafa, and Rabbi Chia, according to Shita Rabbi Chia, it's Rabbi Akiva. So in other words, what all we've done is basically say halacha is like Mocher Ba'in Yafa, and it just explained according to all the Shittot and the Girsa and the Mishnah and the Breiter Rabbi Chia, how that would play out. Okay, that's effectively what we just done. Okay, now I've got these square brackets. Reb Zira says, "B'shem Rav Atid, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Chia, Rabbanan de Bavlai." But I don't think you have it, and doesn't have Mefarshim. We don't make reference to it. Okay, let's continue. Tana, Amrin Admon, Rabbi Kiva. The Admon, we'll see Rabbanan in a minute. And Rabbi Kiva, they both hold the same shita. Now, the reason I'm adding Amrut Baracha, that's not in your Girsa, but that is the way the Baruch Fulda adds it. Now, what's the case of Admon? Admon says, I'll just read you the Baruch Fulda. It's a case in Ketubah that we learned not so long ago. It says, Admon Amar, Misha Avda Lo Derech Sadeo. If someone lost weight, in other words, he's got a field that's embedded amongst other fields, so it doesn't have direct access to a road. And his passage to that field is lost. We don't know where it was. Okay, surrounded by other fields. And what do we say there? In that situation, Admon says, Yalech baderech tzara. He can just go straight in. Okay? Whereas Chachamim yikach lo derech. Chachamim say, no, he has to purchase a way through. Chachamar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says the same thing. Machra lacher, if he sells it to somebody else, ein tzarich lekach lo derech. Meaning, when you sold the well to somebody else, then mocher ba'ein yafa, he doesn't need to, the kach lo derech, purchase a way to access it. Now, it sounds like if you take away all the rationale before I buy this, so that's what the Gemara is going to question, that if I have an embedded property, I have access to get there. Just like Anmon says, yidiyalech b'derech tzara. Vayinu ka'anmon tzver la'adal kocham idlei d'derech l'sadeo. Clearly, he's got access to that field. L'fichach yalech b'derech tzara. That's why he has to go the shortest way. V'achanami, it seems to be the same thing. Tzver la'adal kocham yesh lo derech d'lo yachu lifroch b'avir. Clearly, he has access to get there, but he's not going to have to fly in the sky to get there. That's what it sounds like. But then we add a bit more in the Girsa. And it says, V'lo shmiya damar, da'amar, or damar rav la. Now back to the Gemara. The bestam chulkin. What does it mean, bestam chulkin? So manakim, so bestam chulkin means when we have the malchuk Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim regarding access to this, the well, that's when it's sold stam. Manakim, what are you talking about? Im davar bari sheyesh lo derech. If it was said explicitly, I'm selling you the well and access to it, well, then everyone agrees. Kol ma'amar sheyesh lo derech, kol ha'mamode she'ein lo derech, then tzarich likach lo derech. Im davar she'ein lo derech, kol ha'mamode shehu tzarich likach lo derech. Sorry, I'm not reading this right. Im davar sheyesh lo derech, kol ha'mamode she'ein tzarich likach lo derech. Fine. So again, if it was explicitly stated you had access, obviously you have to buy access. And if it says you explicitly do not have access to the well, then you would have to buy. So Ella Kinaima Kaimin, the machloka between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim is, sorry, Omer, the where Kiva it's Westam. It was just sold with no reference to access. Rabbi Kiva says, Ain't Srich Lakhul Derach, Chachamim Srich Lakhul Derach. So let's learn to go through the Mara folder. He says as follows. We'll go from the Mena and Kaimim. It says, Baha plug the imstam, the imadavar barish yesh lo derech, kagon shamachal beferush yesh lo imaderech. If you saw beferush, you've got access to it, then bevadai kolam agrees. Bechulay. Bechene ma first, we said beferush, you don't have access to it, then pshita lo kolam atzmik lekat lo derech. Ela vadai bestam, umay shamachal lo bor stam, velo perish klum. Where he says, sold the well, and he didn't say anything. Masha ain't ken hata. So in other words, there the machloket is whether he sold the ayin yafe or the ayin ra. But here, masha ain't ken hatam, there it's a completely different story. I mean, the case with a field embedded amongst other fields, hatam afilu bishi biyesh lo derech pligi. He might even have had access to it. However, kedet namish abdo lo derech. So anyway, at the time of the Rabban, why the chachamim cholik in that situation? And they say that he has to poreach ba'avir or, you know, fly there or purchase. Because we're talking about a situation, kifo to arba bin arba bin adam. We're talking about where the field, surrounding fields are all now owned by different people. And midal rechot and kolachad, and therefore each of the people in the surrounding fields can say, well, why go through my field? Go through his field. That's why they're saying he doesn't have a derech. It's a kolachad, and therefore yishto. So therefore, Yishlomar, Kulama, maybe like they hold like Rabban on this, really. Masha eino yacholit chotahacha, which you cannot do here. So let me explain it outside. Our case is a different case. Our case is where if it's sold stam, does it include the access as part of the sale? Ein yafa, ein ra. The case by machloket Rabban and Adbon is a different case altogether. Now I'm going to explain a bit more detail than Marfulda because it helps to understand the case. The case is where his field, he accessed to his field, and it was, and the surrounding fields were owned by different people. Okay? Now, you can even say legally he has access, but we just simply don't know which field he had access to go through to get to his field. That was lost. And therefore, each of the people of the surrounding fields can docheoto, say, what are you doing through my field? So in other words, he might have, if you like, a legal right to a derech, but each of them can say, well, your derech is not through my field. So it's completely it's completely different debate. Now, if you just do a bit more detail, that the whole debate with him, why does Admon still say he has access? Because the case there, if you remember, is where all the four fields were purchased by one person. So Admon said, Mimanaf Shachit through one of your fields, whereas Hachamib can say, well, pay me for access, otherwise I can return all the fields of whatever owners and you'll have nothing. That was kind of the way we explained this with you there. Okay, let's continue. Fine. This is next halacha, halacha gimel. Hamocher ta bayit, machar ta delet. So you're selling a house, all fixtures of the house are sold. So the door, but not the mafteach. The mafteach is a movable object. Machar ta machteshe, ta kavua, fixed mortar, aval valo et hamiltelet, one is movable. Machar ta istroval. This seems to be a wooden fixed structure in which a mill was placed. So it's built in, but not the kalat, which is the hopper. Again, detachable, movable. Machar tatanu, machar kikirayim, the oven or the stove, that's also part of the sale. However, Mancha Marlov, he says, Huva kol masha patocha, I'm selling everything in the house and everything inside it. Hare kulam mochrim, the whole thing's sold. Next, hamach, it's a gemara. Hamachar tabait, kena manite machar tamachtesh et hachakuka, avalo matach et hachakvua. So it needs a little bit of work here. In other words, when it's talking about machteshet, the Mishnah is referring to a case where it's a machteshet chakuka, meaning it's cut the grinding platform, if you like, was actually ground out of the rock face. So it's mamash kavua la karka, as opposed to it was constructed and then drilled into the ground or cemented into the ground. The difference, the reason why we have to say that is because if you look at the Marfulda, it says, the sela avalo bachukah talush vachakaf, rabbelaza pagli bright, because the machlok in the bright in the babli, de macharata kavua, de kolamuchu barka karka karka, that anything that's mechubla karkas kikasa, but chen megia la ok meker rabbana de Rebbe Eliezer, because there seems to be machloket. If I have something and then I fix it into the ground, that's when it's kavu and included. Whereas it seems to be chachamim say that that's not the case. So therefore, to make this mishnah like the chachamim, we're talking about specific machteshet that was like carved out of the rock face and not constructed and like made a kabul. Okay, this next halacha, halacha dalet. If someone sells a chatzer, you can like imagine selling an apartment block, right? Then we say batim, everything's included, the houses, the wells, the cisterns, whole lot. Avalot ha-metaltlin, but none of the movable objects. All the bimbas left out there, right? Bizman sha'amar lo hu v'kol ma shebatocha. If he says, I'm selling everything and everything it contains, everything's sold. Harein kumrachim. However, benkach, nonetheless, certain things that are about, you might think about part of the chatzar can still consider distinct. For example, at the merchatz, a bathhouse, beit habad, lo ta beit habad, the press, shebatocha. And Rabbi Yehuda says, mocher ta chatzar, if someone says a chatzar, no, it's literally only the chatzar. Lo machar, ela, avera shel chatzar. So he's much more restricted in understanding what's sold as part of the chatzar. Okay, let's continue. Amachor tachatzer, Rabbi Yitzchak Sha'al. Now, this, even though the way the Maharfulda explains this piece, is the question is not really the question yet, the question's coming up. Meaning, al da'at Rabbanan, if according to Rabbi Chachamim says, Machar lo tachatzer stam. If you sell chatzer, you've sold the houses, the borot, shichol, marot, but not the metaltlin. Now, it's not really or afilu metaltlin because we've said in the Mishnah it doesn't include the metaltlin. Okay, so that's why the Maharfulda effectively takes this part out. Because when he said Rabbi Yitzchak Sha'al, it's really, since we see in Kol Chachamim, if the Chachamim say he sell a chatzer, it doesn't include the metaltlin, but if he says a machart, but if he says I'm selling that the chatzer kol ma shebatocha, it include the metaltlin. So therefore, the question really is now for the next case. Rabbi Yitzchak Sha'al adopted Rabbi Lazar, machar lo chatzer stam. If someone sells a chatzer stam, that was Shita Rabbi Lazar, he only got his avir. We know that, that's from the Mishnah. Avir HaChatzer. However, what happens bizman if he says I'm selling you it and everything inside it, then that's clearly including the batim borot shichun ma'arot, but does it include also the metaltlin? Avalo metaltlin or afilo metaltlin? So in other words, it's almost like shifting it down. Chachamim say stam is chatzer and houses. Komatocha includes one level more, which is metaltlin. Rabbi Lazar says, sorry, Eliezer says, okay, no, Rabbi Lazar says, no, Machar Chatzer is just Chatzer. Kol Masha Batocho has to includes more, but how much more? Is it Batim Borot Shichin, which is fine, which is like Stam Chachamim, or does it go all the way like the Chachamim say to include Metaltelin as well, like Chachamim say as well when it says Kol Masha Batocho? That's effectively the question according to him. So Amrav Yochanan. Now he said, you got Vena, that it sounds like Zacha. It's a Shem Chacham. Aitete mid debate Levi. He brought this from Bet Levi. Hayu Sham Chaniot Putuchot Lifnim. If you've got Chaniot that are opening inwards, then they're part of their side of the sale. Putuchot Lachutz, if they're pointing outwards, so out like the backing onto the Chatzer, Ein Mukhorot. If they're Lifnim V'Lachutz, Eilav Mukhorot. If they're both opening in and out, they're part of the sale. Now, Makesher. So if you have a look here, the Maharfulda says as follows: V'kasheli lama elu ve'elu mechurot. Why are they both sold? Sharei p'tuchot. It's also open to the outside. Meaning, it seems to be you might like if you like have a suffix here. In other words, again, a chatzer. If the chanuot opening onto inside the chatzer is part of the sale. If it's only outside, then it's not part of the sale. But if it's only inside and outside, we're saying, oh, therefore it's part of the sale. But why? You can argue it's just the opposite. You can say it's facing outwards, so it shouldn't be part of the sale. So if Ella kol ki agav nadin l'kula l'kayach, in situations of, let's call it like a suffix like this, we are makil to the benefit of the l'kayach. Interesting. So achinami, so too, Rabbi Eliezer, if he says, b'omer hi b'kol ma shebodrecha, if he says, I'm selling you this and everything inside it. Where you could say, look, it's difficult to understand. We don't know what it necessarily means. Could it mean just the houses? I'm including the houses and the wells and cisterns only, or even also the metaltlin. So therefore, we'd say also lekula to the benefit of lekeach that even the metaltlin would be sold as well. That's how we're sort of concluding. Seder, we can he brings a about the comparison, the continuation, but I think we'll stop it. Okay, Seder, call to have a good day.